This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here as we launch into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here, especially if you are a driver with one of the ride-sharing services, ride-hailing services like Uber or Lyft, which is now under attack in the city of New York, worse than ever. And it's been a successful attack this time, where the New York City Council, according to Business Insider, voted 36-6 to require ride-hailing apps like Uber and Lyft to pay their drivers a minimum wage, which, according to the story, is almost $15 an hour. It's going to go up, apparently, later this year to $15 per hour. It's currently $13.50 per hour, which is a complete change to Uber's business model. This has been something that when the drivers out in California, and I think it was Massachusetts as well, had sued Uber, they lost. Because you remember that? You remember that story where the drivers, some uppity drivers decided they wanted to be employees. They wanted, you know, employee benefits and health care coverage and minimum wage and all that.
They'd go be an employee then.
Right, somewhere else. And they filed a lawsuit against Uber and, you know, the others. I think it might have just been Uber, but anyway, they lost in that case. Now, I forget. I feel like they won in the UK, but then Uber appealed that, and I'm not sure where that case sits. And it's certainly possible the drivers also appealed here in the United States. I don't think it's gone to the Supreme Court. I should probably check that just to see what the status of those cases are. But the legal difference between being a contractor and an employee here in the United States is something that has been hashed out in court before.
Right.
You know, this isn't a new case. It's just the latest iteration of
people who work, work for Uber do not fit the definition of employee.
Right,
they come and go as they please.
That doesn't really have a whole lot to do with New York's laws about how much you have to pay people. So Uber drivers are really solidly contractors, but that's IRS regs. That's not New York City wage requirements.
Okay, but how can you be a contractor and get paid a minimum wage at the same time?
Because one is the federal government's rules on who has to pay FICA.
Mm-hmm.
And one is New York City's rules on how much you have to pay people. They have nothing to do with each other.
Huh. I guess I don't know, I don't know a whole lot about employing versus
contracting. New York City can also just say it's illegal to have subcontractors as, taxi drivers, right, which is effectively what they are.
If I hire a contractor, I can pay them. If they want to get paid by the hour, that can be part of the contract. If they want to get paid by the job, that can also be the way the contract works.
Generally speaking, yes.
Right. So Uber's current contract with these drivers is you get paid based on what you drive. You get paid based on where you're going, who you're taking, all that.
Which is what makes sense for that industry.
Right. And so now New York City's coming in there saying, well, that's all going to change. So we're just going to go ahead and change everything about how your business model works. And if Uber puts up with it and doesn't and you say they can't sue over this.
Yeah, you can't sue because they've passed a statute that regulates you,
I don't know what their other choice would be besides to say, well, we're just going to pull out of New York City.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be the same choice everyone has to the extent that you would classify that as a choice. If the city I'm living in is a hellhole, I leave and go somewhere else.
Right. So anyway,
I suppose that's a choice.
36-6 was the vote in the New York City Council. Council members say they were concerned with the alarming rate at which drivers are signing up for these services, especially since a recent report indicates that ride-hailing apps are actually making traffic worse, not better, they say. Transportation analyst Bruce Schaller estimated that ride-hailing services has resulted in a 160% increase in driving on city streets. The council's cap on driver hiring, they say, is meant to curb this growth. Those sweeping cuts.
I can't understand why anybody owns a car in New York City. Surely somebody does. I mean, there's plenty of people who do it.
Some people probably sometimes drive out of New York City.
She's find some place to park it at the end of the subway line. It's got to make more sense.
These sweeping cuts to transportation will bring New Yorkers back to an era of struggling to get a ride, according to Lyft's vice president of public policy. Uber was also recently in the spotlight in New York City when the New York Unemployment Insurance Board ruled that Uber must provide unemployment benefits to its drivers, effectively classifying them as employees instead of Uber's preferred classification of independent contractors. So apparently this was already happening before this latest move where this Unemployment Insurance Board basically said, nope, you can't have contractors. Screw all your contracts. Again, obviously the government does whatever it wants to do. We know that. But wasn't one of the purposes of the government to uphold people's contracts?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, so if you buy into statist theology, yes.
Which I don't. I'm just, just reminding people that's what they said at one time, and now they're, completely changing that. In a statement, an Uber-linked local advocacy group, Tech NYC, called the measure a step backwards, saying that diminishing the supply of ride-hailing vehicles won't diminish demand, resulting in higher prices and longer waits for citizens. The city's 12-month pause on new vehicle license will threaten one of the reliable transportation options while doing nothing to fix subways or ease congestion. Anyway, that's your story there. It's terrible news. I'm curious to see exactly how this is going to get handled. Is Uber going to stick with this? Are they going to jump through all these hoops? Obviously, New York's a huge market. There's a lot of money to be made in New York City. It must really be, I imagine it's going to be a difficult choice to make because Uber has walked away from markets before. When Austin was coming in with its regulation that required drivers to go down to the city or the police department and get a separate background check done, pay a separate fee to the government in order to get these checks done, Uber and Lyft said, well, see ya, Austin. And they just stopped serving. They stopped doing pickups in Austin. They would still do pickups in, like, Round Rock or the communities that surround Austin.
But not Austin proper.
Right. They would drive those people into Austin, but they would not pick that person up from Austin and then take them back out. So they weren't doing pickups in Austin.
Which is really horrible if you don't know that ahead of time and you're trying to go somewhere and come back.
Right. And then you get to find out you got to take a cab.
It's like, well, you're stuck in Austin. Good luck.
So, but they're back in Austin, and I'm not sure exactly what cleared up to make them come back in. So it's not
sure the government compromised.
Maybe. So it's not unheard of for Uber to make a stand and,
I don't think this is intended to reclassify and restructure Uber. I think this is intended to make Uber leave. And so if
really?
I was Uber, that would make me more inclined to not do it just because I'm obnoxious like that.
But then you gotta jump the
hoops. Business decision is, do I? But the proper business decision is GTFO New York City.
Yeah.
As a general concept, regardless of what the question is, the proper business decision is GTFO New York City.
It may be the best choice, and indeed, if that is what the taxi cab, and I think you're probably right, that is what they want them to do. They want Uber to leave, because this may be such a fundamental change to Uber, to where we already know they're having trouble making money, right? Like, Uber's in debt. They're not a profitable company, as I understand it. So if it's going to be less profitable to operate in New York City, even though it is one of the biggest markets in the entire world, it may just be better for Uber to say, well, we want to keep our business model intact, and we're in 60 countries or whatever, so we'll be all right if we leave New York City. Sorry,
what
drivers.
In Austin was Uber and Lyft pulled out, but
that's right.
Lots of little ride-sharing apps popped up all over. So,
true.
For instance, get Cell 411 or Cell 411, the app, get Cell411.com, is, an app that people could use that it doesn't have the fees and it doesn't have the opportunity to get caught. It's decentralized.
Great point, because there is no company behind Get Cell 411. There's you know, the programmers or whatever who made the program, but
they're not making money and there's nothing to sue.
Right, yeah. There's no when you hire somebody through Get Cell 411, you're paying the driver directly. The driver's collecting from you, not through the app, but yep. directly in the car, whether it's cash or cryptocurrency, or maybe the driver has their own, you know, swipe thing for a credit card or something, because they could do that. So that's a great solution, Mark, is for drivers that, you know, if Uber and Lyft pull out and drivers, independent drivers, are looking yep. for an option.
You can't stop progress.
That'd be the way to do it. Getcell411.com. More coming
from
up.
The second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. Super nodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Come on!
number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype. Oh, no, we don't. Sorry. That was in my head because I was removing the Skype imagery from our cam. Somebody actually just reminded me, I think it was Razor Boy in the chat room on the Twitch chat, that, hey, your cam feed still shows the old Skype call-in info.
Ooh.
So I was actually in the process of removing that as we were starting the segment. So give me another moment. I'll get that taken care of during the next break. Thank you, RazorBoy_Gaming, for the heads up on that. Because now we're moving to Discord, and we've actually got people waiting there, so we're going back to the Discord calls here. Discord.lrn.fm will get you in there. We've got three call-in lines. One is open for you right now over at Discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you want to get into cryptocurrency, there's no better place to go to get started than, of course, the easiest URL to remember. That's Bitcoin.com. They've got some basic information to get you started, and then the latest news headlines to keep you in the loop with what's going on in the industry and across the world in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. If you want to buy your first Bitcoin or BTC or Bitcoin Cash, you can do that through Bitcoin.com as well. They even have mining pools that you can join for both Bitcoin BTC and Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, I'm part of that.
Bitcoin.com, as we go back to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Zach. He's in Minnesota. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live on our Discord server.
Hey, Ian and everybody there.
Yes, sir.
So I tuned in right at the right moment, apparently, with the conversation about Uber.
Yeah.
For a year, beginning about January of 17 to February of this year, I was doing Uber part-time on Saturday nights, partly just to see what it was all about, because it was kind of up and coming still, I guess. So mostly just to see what it was like, but also just to save up a little bit of money. So I was doing Saturday nights from about 9 at night to 3 a.m. And I think, Mark, you said you used to drive taxi, so you know that's the
money time
shift.
Yeah.
a lot of nonsense, but it paid okay. I stopped doing it right around February because, at least for me, everyone values their time differently. For me, the value just wasn't there. Uber and Lyft have had a race to the bottom,
yeah,
for pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And these days, at least on Uber, the driver's getting about 30 to 40% of what the customer pays.
What?
It's supposed to be, yes, a lot higher than that.
It was, I was doing Uber, it was 80%, and they lowered it to 75%. Now, are you talking about they officially reduced the rate, or are you saying after you pay for maintenance, after you pay for gasoline?
No, before even all that.
What?
Uber lately has, I don't think corrupt is a strong enough word, and this is a big reason why I stopped. What they've done recently, and I guess I can really only speak for Minneapolis and our market, but I imagine it's everywhere else. What they've done, they've not only lowered the rates, which they actually just did here last month. It's now 61 cents a mile and I think 17 cents per minute. And realistically, to operate a vehicle, they're probably profiting about 10 cents a mile, these drivers. But what they've done here recently is they've played games with the wording of the agreements and everything to where the driver gets a cut of the fare. But they've added on all of these booking fees, and, mm-hmm, and they've done this upfront pricing that's technically not part of the fare.
Not the fare.
So what they've done, and I'm not exaggerating, this is just my experience. Realistically, the driver, from what the customer pays, once Uber's done playing their game with everything,
mm-hmm,
they're getting about 20, 30%, and I'm making those numbers up, but it's in that ballpark. Uber is taking the majority.
So what about tips? This is my complaint about tips from the beginning was if you tip Uber drivers, then Uber is going to incorporate it into the app. So once it's incorporated in the app, then they're saying, oh, well, the drivers are getting this much money or that much money, and then they're going to lower the pay of the drivers because they can. And, you know, what were the tips like?
Well, at least for me, in my experience, not many people tipped. And I attributed that to a couple different things. because, of course, I have a sparkling personality, so that wasn't it.
Yes.
I think it was a couple things. One, from day one, Uber's old CEO basically told people not to.
Right.
For whatever various reasons. So I think people got that stuck in their head. The second thing is, at least my clientele tended to be the drunk college crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think they probably tip well anyway.
They wanted to go home. They didn't want a DUI, but they weren't going to tip. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But what I think with this whole thing in New York City, and I think Ian, you had brought up the UK too, and actually Uber in the UK is facing a lawsuit from the taxi drivers who have said that Uber basically stole all their business. That's ongoing. I think that happened like last week. Something came out about that. But with this whole thing in New York City, it's actually, I think it's pretty, not that I agree with it, but I think there was a question of how this might be done. I think it would actually be reasonably easy to implement on Uber's side. Right now, there's already like weekly guarantees and things that drivers can get where basically at the end of the week, if you didn't make X, Uber will shore up the difference or something like that. So they know how many hours you were online and they know how much you made. So in concept, if a local entity was going to enforce some sort of wage or something like that, it wouldn't be hard to implement.
Right, so it's technologically possible. That doesn't mean it's a viable business plan.
Well, that's a whole separate conversation.
The question is whether
it's really not, though.
Uber's viable anyway. Like, Uber is losing money and has lost money, I believe, every single quarter.
Well, right, but so just because a particular company in an industry isn't viable does not mean that a business structure isn't viable. So the fact that a retail store went out of business does not mean that brick-and-mortar stores are not a viable industry.
Definitely true. Zach, any other observations you want to share?
That was it for me.
Hey, you sounded great. Thanks for calling us on Discord tonight. I definitely appreciate it. And once again, you can jump on our Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm, like Gene the Christian Anarchist, also on one of our Discord lines. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, guys. I'm going to shift gears on you.
Okay, so to speak.
I'm currently in Alaska. Lived in Alaska for several years. In fact, that's where I met my wife in Fairbanks.
Really? Okay.
Our son was born there, so I guess he could claim to be an Alaskan native. What I'm calling about is I've been here a couple times, and each time I come here, it seems to be I'm a little bit more disappointed with how liberal Alaska is becoming, because it's supposed to be the last frontier, you know, rough and tumble, culture and
there's supposed to be a lot of independence people up there.
Yeah, they also started paying people to move to Alaska and live there.
There's the Alaska Independence Party that I believe advocates for secession. But we'll get you back on here and talk more about what's going on in Alaska here in moments. And of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. And I did pull up the story that Zach referenced about Uber being sued by cabbies in the UK. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's GUSSET.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, the FBI fired agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox News with his reaction to the firing.
It's about time. I mean, the American people deserve an FBI that's not biased. They deserve an FBI that's going to focus on the truth. Obviously, Peter Strzok wasn't that individual. And I think it's important to understand, he just wasn't any old agent at the FBI. He was deputy head of counterintelligence.
Authorities in Iowa held a press conference today regarding the disappearance of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts. Authorities were once again rather tight-lipped as far as what details they would release regarding the case. Former D.C. police detective Ted Washington said there's also one other thing that troubled him.
The authorities are unwilling to give a timeline, and I think that would be essential for the public at this stage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. We're talking about the latest on Uber and New York City cracking down against Uber, restricting the number of Ubers and other ride-sharing companies that can be on the road, or drivers that can be on the road at any given moment within the city, restricting the amount of licenses they're going to be handing out. They're putting a freeze on it for 12 months. And now also mandating a minimum wage for the Uber and Lyft drivers in the city, which is a complete change to the business model of those companies. And so it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out. It's horrible for the people in New York City who are going to have a tougher time now getting rides to different places. They're going to have to pay more. It's going to be more like the old days where you're stuck with the crappy cab companies and, you know, the subways. I mean, there's still going to be a bunch of Ubers and Lyfts, but the market won't actually get to decide how many there should be at any given moment. Then we had Zach call in, who had kind of a negative experience driving for Uber, saying they've whittled down the amounts over time through various different techniques that they're actually paying their drivers. And so,
to some extent, that's how business works, right? Like, so business should be paying the least amount that it can possibly get away with, mm-hmm. and still retain the highest quality employee that they need to do their job.
Well, so, whether that's happening or not is another question. They may be losing some of
their
the
business,
higher quality
not
employees.
Mine. Yeah. I'm just saying that it is in the business model of a business to pay as little as possible so long as they retain the best employees that they need.
Right, but paying the kind of risky wages, which is are risky as to whether or not it's profitable for the employee or not, which sounds like what they're doing based on what he said and was my understanding of Uber anyway, that is absolutely not a way to accomplish that.
You also have to remember that even though what you're saying may be true, it's not happening in a vacuum. So they're also competing against these other companies who
That's
would love to take
the wage
their
is supposed to be.
Who would love to take their better drivers away from them, and if they offer a little bit more, then they might be able to do that. Let's go to back to the phones here. Though we got Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's in Alaska, and you're saying that things are changing there in Alaska. The kind of people aren't as independent as they used to be. That's your impression, and please continue with what you were saying there.
Yeah, well, it's the I would say the liberalization of Alaska. The last frontier is becoming kind of wussified and set up as through the public education and all of that. It seems like the young people are becoming more liberal. And for instance, we went to Denali Park, and the movie that they show you there, there are four hikers going through the Denali Park, and three women and one guy, and the guy is there only, I guess, as a figurehead, because the women are doing all the talking throughout the whole video. It's like men are not allowed to speak, you know, that kind of an attitude. So,
okay. Did anybody get mauled by a bear in the video?
No, and there's really very few bear attacks, and I've learned that.
Well, there's about to be more if you're getting lower quality people.
Right. Well, especially if they're going to go out there and take selfies with the bears.
Smear themselves in peanut butter to attract the bear.
So do you think it has to do with what Melanie suggested, which is the welfare money that Alaska's
which started in 1980, according to Google.
You're talking about the oil money?
I wouldn't classify it as oil money. They just started paying you to live there.
The claim is that it's because of the oil revenue.
But I do think that all of the handouts, you know, just welfare in general, the money that the Alaskan money is basically just a rebate from the taxes on oil.
Right. It is related to oil, is my understanding.
Well, that's the.
Right.
Yeah, but it's like. And that's, or at least now it's like $16,000 a year or something like that.
$16,000?
No, no.
$1,600.
No. Yeah.
It used to be like $1,600. I think currently it's down around $800.
Oh, really?
It's been going down.
Yeah, does it get divvied up different based on how many people live there, or does it actually have to do with revenues or both?
It's per resident. Every resident, no matter what age, even my wife's nieces and nephews, which are 11 and 8 years old, they each get a check.
But wait, it's time to have kids.
But wait. Does the number change? If all of a sudden there's a population boom in Alaska and the residency goes up by double, will the check amount go down by half?
Oh, yeah. I believe that it's a certain amount divided amongst the number of residents.
Right. Okay. So it is revenue-based to some extent as far as they're and divvied by the residents.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop rent-seeking behavior.
No, I understand. I was just asking questions about the handout and how it worked.
But anyway, I saw it's kind of a bad omen, I guess, that the last frontier where the rough and tumble are supposed to be living is becoming more and more liberal.
You're going to have to move out to New Hampshire to find the Granite Staters.
I think I agree with you there.
Excellent. Anything else you want to share from Alaska, Gene?
Yeah, well, it's beautiful. Come and visit.
So is California. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. In fact, Alaska was going to be, it was on number 3, I think, on the Free State Project vote when the Free State Project had 10 different states in which they had their first 5,000 members.
Yeah, Alaska's too big for that.
That was for whom I was rooting.
Were you really?
What you have to understand is Alaska isn't big from a population standpoint. So,
no, it's
but
not.
It then can be. If they're like, you know what, there's too many anarchists all in one place. Oh, oops, we raised welfare by 10 times. Here, have some degenerate liberals.
So the
Alaska's population is 740,000.
740,000.
Yeah,
but
so about Vermont.
What you have to do is you have to look at the plot points of where those people live per 100 person for a red dot. Mm-hmm. And then you will find that those people live along that little strip of Alaska that ought to be Canada. And then up into the up into the sort of Alaskan part, but not much farther than that. Then it gets very sparse after that. I mean, there's some people, of course, who live in the Aleutian Islands and way the heck out there, but it's not much population-wise.
According to JunoEmpire.com, earlier this year, Alaska's population fell for the first time in 29 years as thousands flee the state. More than 8,500 people moved away during the recession, apparently.
Yeah. So if the Free State Project had picked Alaska, then most of it would be based on them going and looking for just a few little pockets of places. And then obviously it doesn't have the advantage of New Hampshire where, you know, you can
spend easy to get around
1 hour driving from southwestern New Hampshire.
Pretty much anywhere you live in New Hampshire. If you're in southern New Hampshire, you're probably no more than an hour or so away from the capital.
That's correct.
Whereas in Alaska, my God, you could be, you know, a day's journey or something like that. It's ridiculous there. But it was my third choice.
I looked up an Alaskan population map. I've got something for brown bear density.
All right, so back to the story. Again, if you want to call in, you can. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But since we're talking about Uber and Zach had mentioned this new lawsuit in London, because remember, we talked about this, the case against them to try to force them to have employee drivers rather than contractor drivers, and I believe that one's still moving through the court system there. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but this is a different suit. Uber is now facing a $650 million U.S. dollar class action lawsuit, about £500 million. From some of its most vociferous detractors, drivers of the iconic London Black Cabs. 13 trade unions and London cabbie representatives are coming together to pursue high court action against Uber. It's another headache for Uber's CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, in London, after Uber just came through a battle to hold on to its operating license in the British capital. Organizations included the Licensed Taxi Drivers Association, which alone has 11,000 members, claiming that Uber has operated so-called unlawfully since launching in 2012 in London and had the intention of, quote, causing loss to the licensed taxi trade.
That's not its
unquote.
Intention. Its intention is to take some of the transportation market, which results in loss. But
yes, but don't you understand? The cabbies believe they own that business.
Yeah, they
and
certainly
that
do.
When Uber came in, business, some of it went over to Uber, and they are suing as a result of that. That's basically what this lawsuit
that's,
is.
Yep, that's what
them
it says.
Crying because they couldn't retain through competition their
right.
fares.
They've got bad old business models.
So they're going to fight, like I said, tooth and nail to keep things status quo. We'll tell you more about the lawsuit filed in London here in moments. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Whether it's on ride sharing or the DNC suing WikiLeaks, which we got to come back around to, or you can bring up anything you want and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us right here. The toll free number 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Discord as well. In fact, three on-air call-in lines available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, I think that's where most of our calls have come from here tonight thus far. Discord.lrn.fm. Just grab the app for any phone type, you know, iOS or Android. And then there's also the apps for Linux and Windows and Macintosh. So pretty much whatever operating system you're using, you can get Discord for. Discord.lrn.fm. You can grab the app over at discordapp.com first. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Jim is on the line in Cedar City, Utah. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Jim going once.
I think he's playing the radio
Jim
for us.
Jim going twice.
It's nice.
That's awfully nice of you to think about us there, Jim. Appreciate it. All right, let's go back to the story here from businessinsider.com. But if I wanted to do music radio, I'd still be doing music radio. And that was pretty boring work, so I wanted to get into talk a long, long time ago.
Keeps you busy.
All right, so Uber is facing a $650 million U.S. dollar class action lawsuit from who in the U.K.? The taxi drivers, various different organizations come together, 13 different trade unions and London cabbie representatives have filed the action against Uber. One of those unions, just one of them, the Licensed Taxi Drivers Association, has 11,000 members. They claim Uber has operated unlawfully and has caused loss to the licensed taxi trade. Put simply, according to Business Insider, the lawsuit aims to demonstrate that Uber's arrival has directly led to a loss of earnings for London black cab drivers.
Oh, poor babies. They don't like competition. They don't like it.
As I understand it, taxi cab drivers in London have to be very skilled at what they do. However, I may not need that every time I need a ride.
Skilled how?
Well, they're
Way in which doctors are skilled when you really just need a permission slip to go to Walgreens. It's like, I didn't really need you to go to medical school. I kind of knew what I needed.
Thanks. Right, I just want some amoxicillin.
I mean, some people are better drivers than others.
No, it's not about driving skills.
It's about city knowledge.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I don't need my cab driver to be a historian. I just need to know how to get there.
On the left, you'll see the blah, blah museum, that kind of thing.
Can you get me from Whitehall to Bow Bells?
Me?
Yes.
I've never been to London before.
You are unqualified to be a black car driver in London.
I would never go to a city in which, you know, I'd never been before
and pretend
that
you would.
Well, yeah, I am unqualified to drive in London because I don't know what London looks like.
I don't even know what side of the road they drive on.
That doesn't mean that you need a PhD in history to drive a taxi in London.
That doesn't mean that you don't need the PhD in history to get the license to drive a taxi cab in London.
Right, so that's a regulatory issue, not a anything else issue.
I'm only saying that they're very skilled, and sometimes
I
don't need skills.
And an irrelevant skill.
Agreed. Same with doctors, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's worth pointing out that in London you have to be very skilled, and in New York you can get off the plane and start driving a cab. Like, there's a difference between the skill levels between
You have to be very skilled? Is this a requirement to get a license?
Yes. You have to pass the history exams.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They're not doing it as a favor to you, Ian.
Yeah.
They're not doing it because it gets them paid more money. They're doing it because it gets them the license.
Wow. I had no idea. London.
That's why I'm telling you.
Okay. I just thought you were impressed with how knowledgeable their drivers were, not that it was a requirement.
I've never taken a cab in London.
London Cabbie Group Action, which is coordinating the lawsuit, worked with economists, they claim, to estimate that it could stack up to £500 million in lost revenue over the past 5 years. Previous estimate put it at double this. The law firm Michon de Rea, which is experiencing class action suits, or what they call in the UK group action, will bring the claim on behalf of the London Cabbie Group Action.
That doesn't sound like the kind of thing that an economist would predict to me.
Well, they hired them to make those predictions, so they did what they were told.
They very literally hired them to make those predictions, yeah.
Harbor Litigation Funding is funding the dispute. Uber declined to comment. It's understood the company is not clear what the basis for any legal action would be. Uber has 40,000 drivers in London and has agreed to be more transparent and provide better training for drivers as part of retaining its license in June. Quote, we recognize there needs to be a level playing field between minicabs and licensed cabs on London streets, but we believe Uber has operated unlawfully, resulting in a loss of earnings for many qualified licensed cab drivers, according to the secretary of the Licensed Taxi Drivers Association. Drivers of black cabs have a long history of antipathy toward their Uber rivals. Cab drivers have staged blockades in parts of London in protest at Uber, while the vitriol is often most pronounced on social media, where cabbies often post images of Uber drivers involved in crashes.
You just can't get people in the United States to do this kind of stuff, but over in Europe, man, they're ready for some rock throwing protests.
Right, like we were talking about in Madrid, where they were in the streets. I don't even know. Maybe they still are. It wasn't within the last 2 weeks, or it was just within the last 2 weeks that they were protesting.
I remember
there.
It seems like it was less than a year ago that farmers were protesting in France by driving their tractors into, might have been Paris.
Oh, really? Blocking the streets?
Shutting everything down.
Wow.
Gotta be a real blast hanging out with these folks.
The toll-free number, again, tonight here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So there you go. That there's not really much more to this story besides the taxi drivers are upset. They believe they own their revenue. They believe they own their customers, and it's insulting. I mean, basically, they're blaming Uber for outcompeting them, and they're suing them over it. And that's what's happening there.
People get used to something happening. Historically, something happens.
Who moved my cheese?
Somebody moved their cheese. And that's the way it is. So, for instance, keeping immigrants out because they'll take my job, that's the same thing. You don't have a job. If you work for someone, you don't have a job. A job is an agreement between two or more people that you will get paid to do a task. Now, if somebody withdraws from that agreement, it's just like a marriage. If somebody withdraws from the agreement to be married, you don't have a marriage anymore.
Well, and usually job contracts aren't for life. I've never seen a job contract where somebody hires somebody for the term of their life. So they're not actually violating it to
a lot of people think that that's the case, though.
All right, so let's switch gears back, since we actually started with an international story on WikiLeaks, where according to CBS News, the Democratic National Committee has filed a suit against WikiLeaks, along with the Donald Trump campaign, Donald Trump Jr., Roger Stone was named in the suit, and Julian Assange and WikiLeaks.
Is Roger Stone?
He's some consultant guy. They had him speak, shockingly, at some Free State Project event a couple of years ago, even though he's like total Trumper guy. He's not a libertarian or anything like that. He hangs around with Alex Jones, this guy, Roger Stone. Anyway, he's like a Trump. He's a Trumper guy. So I don't know what his involvement was. He was probably working on the Trump campaign or something like that. He's one of the people named in this suit, which was, again, served over Twitter to WikiLeaks because they couldn't find WikiLeaks in any meaningful sense to actually serve them in person. According to the story at CBS News, on April 21st, the WikiLeaks Twitter account tweeted, quote, "Democrats have gone all Scientology against WikiLeaks. We read the DNC lawsuit. Its primary claim against WikiLeaks is that we published their, quote, trade secrets, unquote. Scientology infamously tried this trick when we published their secret Bibles. Didn't work out well for them, unquote." So I guess WikiLeaks did essentially.
They don't seem scared.
No, why should they? Nobody knows who they are. This is like the equivalent of suing Anonymous. I mean, you know who Julian Assange
is. Well, except if you then also didn't have a valid claim against Anonymous.
Indeed. WikiLeaks seems to tweet daily, said the DNC in a motion made to the judge last month. The DNC also noted that there's some legal precedent for serving a lawsuit on Twitter. The U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, they say, decided service by Twitter was a reasonable way to alert a defendant who has an active Twitter account. In the months before the 2016 election, WikiLeaks released nearly 20,000 internal DNC emails, many of which were related to Hillary Clinton. They later released thousands of emails belonging to John Podesta, who was Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign chairman.
Yeah, I mean, WikiLeaks has released a lot of stuff prior to whatever is related to Hillary Clinton, and the government's gone after them many times. I think the judge just wants to see whether or not this will bring down, you know, hey, can we get WikiLeaks over here? Because we'd like to talk to them about a lot of things.
Yeah, if I were them, I would completely ignore this service. But I think it would be interesting, because in all, like, civil suits, they usually have a summary of their case, because this is a 66-page case that they filed here. So, obviously, we're not going to read through all 66 pages, but let's read the beginning of the summary here. What are the allegations that the DNC is making against...
You say it's interesting, but I wouldn't find it very interesting if I was WikiLeaks. It's not interesting to find out what they'll do to you on trial. Ask Ross.
No, I'm interested in what the allegations are. The first sentence is, "No one is above the law." We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.